But it doesn't matter because I don't care that much. Like, I had a good time. I want to win, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to sell my soul like some people. I'm not going to ask for votes. I'm not going
to
do none of that.
You literally asked me to make you number one. You asked for me to change my vote so that you would win.
No one cares about your swing vote. No one cares about your regular votes. No one cares about you. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 55 of With My Next Pick, the show where we draft a random topic and let you guys vote and decide who you think picked the best team. I'm your host, Topa, and today I brought a very sleepy guy, apparently, and a very stupid guy, Justin.
I'm the sleepy guy.
You're actually worse.
That sucks because I'm not actually sleepy, so I have to be the stupid guy.
I never know what I'm going to say there. And then Justin had a big yawn, and I was like, oh, well, I guess he's sleepy today.
I just woke up from a little nappy. It was nice.
Like a little siesta. Yeah.
It's a 3-day weekend. Why you got to be taking a siesta?
That's exactly why I take a siesta. See?
we didn't get any of that.
Like I said, folks, a sleepy guy. Oh, last episode we drafted.
Before we get into the last episode, you always there's no.
I always do my job.
There's no foreplay with you, and it drives me.
How dare I do my job?
I need you to coax me in a nice massage.
I'm not giving you shit.
A little bit of lit candles, like it's not that much effort. I just need a little bit of it. Justin, back me up on this.
I won't.
Great. So it is Memorial Day. We are recording on Memorial Day. I just want to have a nice transition over from I was listening to one of our episodes last year. I don't remember. I think it was actually we were in the car together. I think we were all listening to it. We suck at transitions. We don't do them well. There is no natural progression.
The problem is I'm trying to set up segues and then you're like, don't you want to talk about this? And I'm like, I was literally just going to say that.
Yeah.
It happens all.
What were we in the car doing?
We
were going to talk to the people about our weekend.
You go ahead. Talk about the weekend that was.
Well, the three of us, we went on a little baseball day.
The three amigos, Saturday. If you will.
Three amigos, the three musketeers. Yeah. Two men and a baby, whatever one.
Slut-cateers,
sure.
Two and a half men, if you will.
Two and a half men. Oh, as the half man in the situation, that's not funny.
That was funny. And people like funny.
Funny, see? Oh, Kevin gets off. It. Kevin fucking
we
gets
drove
it.
Out to New York. We watched the Yankees play the White Sox. And then when that was over, we drove out to Philadelphia for the Red Sox game.
Kevin only almost fought 17 times. So it wasn't that bad.
You said the over-under, he would be in a fight by the third inning of the second game.
He won.
Technically, the over hit. He didn't actually fight.
It was close.
Although he tried his best. He tried his best in the first inning in the first game.
All right. Well, to be clear, we were in Yankee Stadium, so we were in enemy territory. And true or false, if I had gotten in fight with the guys like five rows ahead of me, we would have had a bunch of people having our back, even though they knew we were from Boston.
That's true. Those people behind us loved us.
Yeah.
Mostly you, to be honest.
Yeah, because I'm a fucking riot. I am a nucleus. People come around me and they have a better time. Fact.
Kevin, tell that to the guy that we crossed. You and I went to get a drink. We crossed paths with one man on the way back and he maybe looked in our direction and you said very loud, don't look at my boyfriend. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I did say that. And he was giving you the sex eyes. And I'm standing right there. Like, don't pretend like I'm not right there when you're just going to fucking stare down my man. That's not okay.
Oh, boy.
Problem was, and I'm not sure it was a problem, is that we had drunk Kevin very early on Saturday. So I drove up.
Yeah, terribly, by the way. Toba is the worst driver.
To be fair, there was some kind of fake accident. It took us an hour and 35 minutes to go 2.5 miles. Somehow that was my fault.
It was.
I will admit that we did go the wrong way and I had to drive in the actual city for a few minutes and I completely fucked that up. I think what it is, so if by Massachusetts standards, I'm more of an aggressive driver. When I get into New York, I'm fucked. Those people don't give a shit about their safety. And I'm like, I don't want Kevin's car to get smashed. Let me drive like a little bitch.
He's like, it says bus only. I can't go this way. No.
I went that way, though. There were no crossing guards this time. However, I did get shit because I followed the rules. It said no left turn, and so I didn't take a left turn. And apparently, you don't do that. In New York, you just don't look at those signs.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, he didn't take a left turn after 14 cars before him all consecutively.
Yes, that's the problem, Toby. It's not that you don't read. It's not that you read the signs. It's that when everybody else doesn't read the signs, you still decide that you're going to follow the sign. Why?
Well, you're supposed to follow the sign. That's what they're there for.
No, if everybody else is ignoring it, Christopher, ignore it.
Also, to be fair, Kevin's car's GPS is hot trash.
Yes, facts. Big facts.
The car is very nice. Ladies, nice car. Kevin's got a nice car. But his GPS is garbage.
Just make sure when you get in the car, you already know where you're going.
You know what the problem is with the GPS? It's that it tells you, like, in 1 mile, there's gas. In 2 miles, there's food. But then it'll slip in the middle somewhere. Like, in 1 mile, you're supposed to do this. You're actually supposed to take this left. But it doesn't tell you that's coming. There's no way for you to know that. It's just mixed in with all the other directions you didn't need.
Except the difference is, I can't believe I'm defending it, because my GPS does suck. I completely agree with that. The GPS is talking to you. So if we weren't singing and blasting out to Pitch Perfect, you might have actually heard the direction.
Not my fault then.
Yeah. I'd like to say that I had no issues from New York to Philly following the GPS or what.
To be fair, you had like a 10-minute traffic drive and then the rest of it was just all highway.
I just don't understand why it's always you. It's always
because you guys make me drive in New York and I'm not made for it. You idiots should have learned your lesson.
You could have driven from Philadelphia.
No, hell no. All of my driving was done by 1 p.m. I can be parked at like 2. All of my driving was done by then, though. So I got to get drunk with Justin, and Kevin was so grumpy that we were drunk in Philadelphia, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah. He was wicked annoying.
He was so grumpy. Probably because he was sobering up, but he was such a grump. He wouldn't take us to the casino.
Go get another drink. Your boyfriend is going to get another drink.
He wouldn't take us to the casino. No.
We're not going to Gino's. We're not going to casino. We're going
did
home.
Not want us to have cheesesteaks.
Yeah. We had cheesesteaks. Yeah. I didn't want us to go to the casino. Do you guys remember what time we got home?
No, I was fast asleep in the car.
We got home at 5 a.m. I dropped Toba off at 4, and then I basically got home around 5. So I knew that I had to do this driving, and fuck you both for being like, fuck Kevin. He's going to have to do all the driving, the long driving, because both you two were whiny little bitches and pretend like you're going to fall asleep on driving home.
To be fair, Kevin, didn't we both fall asleep immediately?
Because you were
Kevin.
Fucking hammered. You both
Kevin.
Were you were pretty drunk. That guy, Fenway Park's a dump. Hey, fuck you.
Like,
didn't deserve that.
You guys,
no, he did deserve.
You can call me a whiny bitch all you want, but you both were insufferable.
You're definitely a whiny bitch.
At least we weren't trying to fight people. The people around us loved drunk us. People in
New
York,
I'm not sure that's true. You kept trying to fight the like 12-year-olds in two rows in front of you.
I never tried to fight those people.
Yes, you did. You kept talking shit about their shirt.
Kevin did. Well, it was a shitty. Oh, then he had like a Chase Utley jersey on. Chase Utley's a loser.
He had a Chase Utley shirt. There were like 4 12-year-olds. They're 12 to 15. They were definitely not.
They were at least preteens.
They were 16, 17.
Topa's trying to start a fight with them and talking so much shit.
I think I talked shit to them maybe one time.
No. It was like literally every inning.
Bryce Harper was sitting behind us and Kevin refused to admit it. So I didn't get an autograph.
I'm not going to lie to you, Justin. That guy didn't look like Bryce Harper.
He looks exactly like Bryce Harper.
That was embarrassing. I was embarrassed for you, Justin.
I wasn't embarrassed. I thought it was hilarious. What about
I knew it was going to be a fucking train wreck because Justin refused to let it go. He tried to just say
what guy's
that
name
looked like
Topa. What guy's name? Topa.
Bartender. Our buddy there.
Like Julio.
It was like Julio with a G.
Julio. Yeah. He was a good guy.
How much was your drink bill, guys?
Oh, it was a lot. But as soon as we walked up to the bar, he was like, you guys look like you want doubles. And we were like, you're goddamn right, we do. Doubles all game. So we had a good time. A lot of fun. I had a nice nap on the way home.
About 5-hour nap. I actually got like 8 hours of sleep that night. It was nice.
Yeah, you know what the worst part about it, the drive home was? Like, literally, I didn't mind it so much because, like, you both finally shut the fuck up and I could kind of just relax. But Justin was sleep farting the entire fucking ride. The entire ride.
You stopped and got his cheesesteaks. That's your fault.
Oh, man. Those cheesesteaks did not agree with me the next day. I'll tell you that much.
We went to Gino's. So next time we're going to have to go to Pat's.
We went to Gino's. They weren't that good, by the way. I don't know if cheesesteaks just suck, but that particular one wasn't very good.
Maybe Pat's is better.
Before we move on, the best part was we're talking about these cheesesteaks. And I'm like, I don't really like these cheesesteaks that much. I'm arguing with Justin. Justin's like, why not? I'm like, I'm not a huge Cheese Whiz guy. And Topa literally goes, I love Cheese Whiz. How do you not love Cheese Whiz? It's the greatest. And then he has the Cheese Whiz cheesesteak and he fucking hates it.
Yeah, well, I was drunk. I was going to disagree with you no matter what. You could have been like, I hate tomatoes. And I'm like, I love tomatoes. What are you talking about? Also, that dude, random dude, bought us a cheesesteak at the Phillies game, and he kept calling us his cousin from Boston. He said probably 500 times.
Yeah,
it's my cousin from Boston. Yeah, that guy was weird. He bought us a cheesesteak.
Until his daughter was like, fuck you guys, I'm out. They just dipped on him.
Yeah.
Oh, good times. Anyway, our last draft, we drafted our favorite ice cream and ice cream toppings. Caught a lot of flack for picking mint chocolate chip, but you know what? I'm at the very least tied for first place.
Yeah, we're going to have the first time and ever we're going to have some type of tiebreaker, which right now it looks like I'm going to have to be the tiebreaker, which I'm all about.
I'm sure Kevin is going to really relish. He's been probably, I know he's been talking to me. I'm assuming he's been talking to Justin. He's been trying to get something out of either one of us so that he could make us win. And so I'm excited to see who he finally chose.
I am actually really surprised by the tightness in this draft. It was tight on Twitter too. So Twitter, we were separated by like two votes apiece. And then on Facebook, I did not do well on Facebook, but I didn't do horribly for my standards.
You hit 20. That's not bad.
That's like, for my standards, that's not that bad.
It was tight like a twiga.
You guys, I can't believe how tight this was. I mint tropical chip twist. It's gotta be the Oreos and the Reese's. That's what put you over the top.
People like mint chocolate chip.
No. Nobody does.
I've heard from a lot of people that they like mint chocolate
chip. I heard a lot of people say the opposite in the comments.
Those people weren't the people that I spoke to. The people that I spoke to very much liked mint chocolate chip. Also, the coffee Oreo really.
Coffee Oreo was your best pick in the draft, and it's not close. You could have took that first, and I would have gave you no shit at all.
Yep, I wouldn't even give you shit for that either.
Well, luckily, I did what I did, and I still, again, tied for first place. Feel pretty good about it. But all right, Kevin, so we can get into the rest of the show.
Yeah, I have to decide between a gopher topher and a piss off Justin. Those are like two of my favorite things in the world. I'm going to go with Topa because Topa has promised me first pick because I love this topic. So I'm going with Topa. I'm sorry, Justin. Woo-hoo. Topa wins. I'm switching my vote to Topa so he officially wins in the draft.
That's all right. All right. Saw it coming a mile away. You're predictable.
I'm not predictable.
You think you're pretty predictable.
You think you're a good heel, but meanwhile, it's okay. You'll see.
You want to introduce my victory lap?
Yeah, Christopher.
Hold on. We're still talking. We're still calling it a gopher topher. So I've thought of the new draft, the new drop for a gopher topher. I'm going to announce you in a Bruce Buffer voice like the UFC. And then you're going to start talking.
Sounds great.
That's the idea I came up with.
Okay. I love it.
Sounds very cliche.
Never mind. Took the wind out of my sails.
Let's hear it.
He took the wind out of my sails. Gopher topher. Carry on.
Victory
lap. All right. Well, this gopher topher is a victory lap. And now that it officially cannot be changed, Kevin, you are not getting what you wanted from me.
Hold on.
I was giving you the first pick.
It could be changed.
It can't be changed. I'm already in victory lap here.
No. Justin can. I'll put Justin in the victory.
I already wrote it down that I won.
You don't write down the victory.
I always do.
He writes down the order. He's making the order. He already has the order down. You played yourself, you dumb.
Kevin, as soon as you texted me about...
We were already talking to each other.
I texted Justin and I was like, what did he offer you? Let's guarantee he doesn't get what he wants out of it.
Yeah.
So...
And not only that, but now we're both going to try to take exactly who you wanted with the first pick.
Just remember who makes the rules. So go ahead.
Make all the rules you want. Unless you're going to make the rules, Kevin gets whoever he wants. It doesn't look like it's going to matter. But yeah, I finally won. It feels good. My first time.
No, your victory lap's over. Your victory lap's over. I'm the goat. It's done. No goat. Right. You suck. You fucking double crossing son of a bitch. You double cross my double cross.
Well done, Topa.
You Kevin literally texted me about a double cross. Double cross. He texted me that I tried to text Justin to screw you, and immediately I was like, "Well, then fuck him. Then I'm gonna screw him first." And it worked out. So the order that me and Justin decided on, after we realized we were screwing Kevin here.
His face makes me so horny.
You're gonna go first.
That's perfect. All right, thank you.
And then Kevin, you're gonna go second, and I'm gonna go third.
Are you kidding me?
So Justin, and then Kevin, and then me.
Literally, all I wanted was one person. That's all I was trying to do. I was just trying to figure out who was gonna give me the first.
Well, you decided to be a shiesty little bitch, and thus you don't get what you want. And I hope that I take the person you wanted. You told me who you wanted, and I hope it's that person.
I can't. I fucking hate you both. This is a catastrophe. Can you introduce the damn subject?
This is what happens, Kevin, when you try to be a shyster.
Then I should have just let Justin win. So now you're gonna regret it.
It's too late. Anyways, everyone here loves to laugh, especially when it's at Kevin's expense.
Ha ha ha.
So today we're gonna draft our all-time favorite stand-up comedians.
Yeah, we're doing stand-up comedians because Topa can't stand up because he ain't got no legs, little bitch.
I have great legs. Two quality
yeah,
legs.
Yes, terrible thick legs. Terrible.
I'm thick with two C's.
All right, I'm Kevin, laughing. This isn't funny.
Tell us the rules, loser.
There's one guy. This is draft pick trading, Justin? Draft pick trading?
No.
Okay.
Only if I get your second and third pick for my first.
No, that's not draft pick trading.
And we only swap one spot.
So you only get four guys. I like that. It's a good move.
this is forced vagina. All right. Ew.
A little stanky.
The rules are stand-up comedians. So we're being judged only on their stand-up. And I think this is kind of a weird-ish rule. Because almost every successful stand-up comedian has become an actor. Why are you have your tongue out like this?
I love it. It turns me on.
Has become a successful actor. But there are also people who basically started as actors and then have done like one or two stand-ups. But they shouldn't count. So like the one I'm thinking of is like Kevin James. I think he was an actor first. I don't really think he did much stand-up.
And assure you, I wasn't going to pick
him. Yeah, but he's just like a good example. Like he actually had a pretty good...
It wasn't bad. I actually saw him live. It was not that bad.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But like,
I'm going to pick whoever I want and then you can tell me if it counts or not. I don't know.
It's, I mean, for the most part, they're going to be stand-up comedians. There's like, but don't take John Malkovich, basically.
Nope. Didn't have him on my list. I think we're all set. All right. Well, I guess it's time for our promo then. And since I won, I will read that.
You're going to use the Delirious and Raw one, right?
No. We didn't. That wasn't negotiated.
Go.
See what I mean, folks?
Go.
I'm ready to do the thing, and then he interrupts me.
I'm upset. Go.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by the Apollo Theater. Think you have what it takes to take on our open mic comedy night? Well, you better bring the heat, or the only laugh you'll get is when you finally get the hook.
That was a good promo, so good job.
Well, Kevin's promo was inappropriate.
I agree.
Justin's promo was fine, but the only reason I didn't use yours is because I didn't have it up. So
that's fair. Sure.
Maybe we'll do a mid-draft.
Why don't you guys go fucking jerk each other, you fucking jerkers?
Without a doubt.
I mean, maybe if he plays his cards right. All right, Justin, you had the first pick. Well, let's see what you got.
All right. Well, when Kevin was trying to cross both of us, he made it quite clear in a text to me which comedian he wanted. So he said he wanted the first pick to take Mr. Murphy. But I think you wanted the first pick to take my favorite comedian, Kevin Hart. So I'm taking Kevin Hart with the first pick.
All right, Kevin Hart. So I don't know if that screwed over Kevin, but he did tell us different people he wanted as his first pick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Probably so with my first overall pick, I'm going to take Dave Chappelle.
That's who I thought he really wanted, but he did tell me he wanted Kevin Hart.
You know what? It's fine. I'm glad that I tried to double cross you both, and it didn't matter because you two are too stupid to be able to figure out my second level So yes, I got Dave Chappelle, who is actually who I wanted, who is the best and who is my favorite. So no harm, no foul. Go fuck yourselves.
Funny, I texted Justin and I was like, I just feel like somehow he's manipulating us both. And even though we think we're screwing him, he's going
to
end up.
I think if we read the text message I said to you, I think he actually wants Dave Chappelle, but I want Kevin Hart, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, what you guys should have done is put me third. That's what you should have done.
Yes, I said, actually, I did say that. I said, I should go first, you should go second. We should take Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, who'll be mad.
I thought you told me to put him second. Although it doesn't matter. All right, with my third pick, with my first pick.
I've never seen somebody screw up a screw up. You are pathetic. You had the chance. I don't know if I'm going to win. I wanted Dave Chappelle first overall. I love Dave Chappelle. And
likely not, because you suck.
No. I have as many wins as you this season.
This season, out of the 50-something episodes.
Actually, hold on. We've had four episodes. Oh, I might have the most wins. I don't know.
I know I have one, but it was the most recent. And this is a what have you done for me lately kind of league. And
so somebody has two wins. I have no idea who that is.
All right. So now the problem was those two were like my obvious one and two. There are so many old ones that are great that I think I'm going to go that way. And I'm going to take Richard Pryor with my first pick in the third. My third pick in the first round. Jesus Christ. He's an older guy, so this may or may not work out for me. But all of the stand-up from him that I've heard is absolutely hysterical. Guy is an absolute legend. Inspiration for basically all of the comedians that have come up since then. Definitely for Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle. So it might not help me because he's an older guy, but he's one of the legends of the game. So I'm going to take him.
Okay. I'm not arguing with you. I just think... I'm arguing with you for who's going to be judging these lists. So maybe you'll get a lot of support on the Twitter. You should hope that Twitter that you think shouldn't count. You should hope for
if the Twitter didn't count, I would have won outright this week. So I'm fine with it not counting. And then I am going to take Eddie Murphy. I know that there's only really like two huge ones, Delirious and Raw, but they're both so funny that I don't care. So Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy is a good 1-2 punch. And like I said, if these people want current, they're not going to win anyway, because I don't have current.
Yeah. I had the first four picks actually, ironically being all black guys, which I'm surprised by that, but
it turned out that way, didn't it?
Yeah. I had Kevin Hart, Chappelle, Eddie Murphy, and then not Richard Pryor. I had Chris Rock, as my next guy on this list. So I'm taking Chris Rock with the second pick in the second round. I'm really happy about having Chappelle and Chris Rock. And I like Chris Rock too as a pick. Same thing with Chappelle. I mean, Chappelle had the Chappelle Show, which was huge, but Chris Rock was really successful in stand-up. Obviously he had SNL, but his movie career really hasn't been much. And Chappelle obviously hasn't done much other than stand-up. So that's how you know that these two are kings of stand-up, because everybody knows their names, but they haven't really done a ton of movies.
That's a great pick. If I had another pick after Eddie Murphy, I probably would have picked Chris Rock. So,
well, four of the main comedians that I know are now off the board. So I'm going to take two back to back here. And honestly, I don't want to talk too much about it. I'm going to take Jerry Seinfeld and Bill Burr.
I like the Bill Burr pick.
Yeah, I was taking Bill Burr with my next pick if he was here.
Oh, so. Then I feel better about it, because that's who I wanted.
Yeah, Bill Burr would have been gone. I knew I was hoping that I knew Justin would have taken Chris Rock. So I was hoping Bill Burr would slip by. Jerry Seinfeld, you're going to, I think Justin.
What's the deal with airplane food?
I think Justin just won. And I'm not relishing in it. I don't really care, because I honestly, this is going to piss off some people. And I think your boy Taylor is a big Seinfeld guy, Justin. But like Seinfeld
doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, he's not.
It just doesn't do it for me.
It's not at all.
Like, great pick, but it doesn't do it for me.
I don't even know if it's a great. It's a great pick if you're trying to win, because I do think Seinfeld gets a ton of votes. Like, everyone's going to be like, how would he fall to the second round and jump all over?
Yeah. As I explained to Jake Edge the other day, I want to win, but I also want to be true to myself. So I pick things that I like.
Yeah.
Hence mint chocolate.
Yeah, I don't care about being true to myself at all.
Yeah, well, believe me.
Yeah, you have no soul. We know that.
I'm not a ginger. You're more of a ginger than I am.
I have Blake a red wannabe.
Shut up, Blake Griffin wannabe.
Taylor Griffin.
Give me Jim Gaffigan with my next pick. Jim Gaffigan, I think, is to make it in stand-up comedy, you kind of have to have your own voice and you have to have your own shtick. And the fact that Jim Gaffigan is a clean comic, I think, and he's still hysterical and selling out everywhere, I think that's huge. So give me Jim Gaffigan. I'm happy with that. I really loved the Hot Pocket one, whichever was like 2007. Everybody loved that one, but that was great.
Have a gift. That's a good one.
Hot Pocket. Pocket.
You know what? I've already committed to the olds here. So I'm going to take George Carlin. Another guy, if you ever look up a list of stand-up comedians, he's in the top three or four on every single list. Very funny guy. Very dirty guy, surprisingly.
I don't know why you don't just mix it up a little bit. Like, you could have had Richard Pryor or George Carlin, and decent chance
that me or Justin would have taken. Are extremely funny. And that's the whole point, is that they're supposed to be extremely funny.
I'm sure you've probably seen George Carlin. I don't know if you've actually seen all of his stand-up, but you've probably seen clips. Have you actually seen Richard Pryor clips?
Yeah, yeah, I absolutely have. Okay. I actually listened to a podcast that was, it was the Twisted History of, it's a Barstool podcast. They were talking about Richard Pryor. His mom was a prostitute, turns out, and his grandma was the pimp.
So was LeBron James's mom, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about
LeBron. She was not a prostitute. She just banged Delonte West. That's different.
I'm pretty sure they asked LeBron. Maybe it wasn't LeBron. Maybe it was somebody else. Maybe it was like Vince Young or somebody. But there was somebody during a draft process that somebody asked.
It was wasn't it Dez Bryant?
Oh, it was. It was Dez Bryant. Yeah,
the Your Dolphins mom a or prostitute? Something asked him if his mom was a prostitute. And I'm going to stick with my old theme because fuck it at this point. And I'm going to take Bernie Mac.
Oh, damn it. I thought I was going to get him as a steal.
No way. Oh. I love Bernie Mac. I was introduced to Bernie Mac, the Ocean's movies, and the Bernie Mac show. Went back and watched him on the Kings of Comedy. The guy is electric. RIP. Mm-hmm. Gone too soon. Bernie Mac.
I thought for sure I had him circled as the sixth round pick. I was convinced that he was going to be on anybody's list. Damn.
If I had it makes you feel better. I was actually going to take him this next round coming back.
Oh, wow. Then I really misjudged that. Okay, good. Love I'm glad that Bernie Mac is getting all the love.
He deserves it. He's the GOAT.
All right. With my next pick in the, was it fourth round now? I am the going to take. I'm between two. I think Justin won't pick the other one. And it's the only reason I'm letting him go through because I think Justin will pick him. So give me David Letterman with my next pick. That's somebody that has a career and became super famous in late night, specifically because of his stand-up first. So for that reason alone, I think he's a worthy pick.
I didn't know he did stand-up. I mean, I assumed he did because he hosts the show and most of those guys do. But he must have done stand-up like 50 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's true. But he also started The Late Show in like 1992 or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, he was stand up first. And that's how he ended up replacing, I don't remember who he replaced.
Johnny whatever Carson. Dude.
Yeah. No, didn't Leno replace Carson?
I have no idea. I only know one old guy, and it was Johnny Carson.
Wow.
I'm going to piggyback on Kevin's theme of picking a clean comedian who doesn't need to be all like raunchy and swear all the time to be funny. And I'm going to take Cat Williams here. Because all right, obviously that was a joke, but I think Cat Williams is absolutely hilarious. I love him. I love his stand-up, at least the three or four that I've seen, and I'm in tears when I watch his stand-up. So that's that. And then I'm gonna take Steve Martin, who honestly I don't know too much about, so there's that.
I don't know. I can't tell you anything about Steve Martin's stand-up. I've seen him do stand-up. I've seen the old school, like,
I know that I like him footage. As a person, so I just chose him.
I mean, that's fair. It's a recognizable name at the very least. You'll get a couple of clicks based on, oh, I like Steve Martin.
Right.
I honestly don't think Cat Williams deserves to get picked right now. I don't think he deserves I don't think he deserves to get picked. I have a list. Like I said, I have like 30-ish names. We got a bunch of guys that aren't going to get picked that I think are better than Cat Williams.
He was the last name that I wrote down.
Yeah, I don't even have him on my list. Name. Dan Cook was the last name I wrote down because we talked about it 2 seconds before the show. That's it. All right. I knew, like I said, this guy I think should have gone higher, but I did it strategically because I didn't think Justin was going to take him. Give me Robin Williams. Robin Williams my next pick. Is the GOAT at everything that he did. Freaking hilarious. Guy is a nutcase. RIP, but I'm so glad I got him. Because like I said, I didn't think Justin was going to think of him as a stand-up guy.
That was I had him on my list. So I was trying to get him last.
That just ruins everything for me.
Yeah, Toby, you're taking all the old guys. That was like he would have fit in perfectly.
That was 100% my next pick. I just didn't want to lose Bernie Mac.
What about Rodney? Where you can have Rodney Dangerfield.
I get no respect. That's all I know about him. That was just the shirt thing. I know he gets no respect. Shit. I ruined everything.
What about? Oh, I wrote down George Carlin twice. That's fine.
That's because he's double good.
What about Andrew Dice Clay?
No, fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's not that funny.
I don't know who he is, but that's three names. You know, I'm sure it's a guy with three names.
I think it's just two names. I think Dice Clay is one word.
I like that Schultz dude. Is it Andrew Schultz?
I'm gonna pick.
He's funny.
I'm gonna pick Adam Sandler. He did stand up before he was on SNL. It is very funny. The Hanukkah song comes from those stand-ups. Toll Booth Willie is very funny from those stand-ups. And he's a recognizable name. And so I'm going to pick Adam Sandler. I'm pulling a little bit of the Justin here. And I'm going to select Adam Sandler and hope that somebody will be like, hey, he's funny, and pick him.
I got nothing to say about it.
He has some funny
stand-up. I've literally never seen a stand-up. So he is funny, but I've never seen a stand-up. So
he does have some funny. It's where he started. And then we talked about him earlier. I feel like if I don't pick Dane Cook, I'm a poser.
Not being true to yourself.
From the years of like 2005 to like 2006, from like January 05 to like September 05, nobody was funnier than Dane Cook. He released like three albums back to back to back. And they were hilarious.
And then he tried to get into acting and he failed.
Yeah, miserably. And he wasn't good at it. But that's okay, because those three, you're about to be struck by a vehicle. Where'd you get the pink 50s, you cheating whore?
Have you ever listened to him since? Because it, like, listening back, it's like, it's not that funny. He just makes noise.
Of course not.
But I actually saw him live like 3 years ago. And the entire time I was in the audience, I was like, wow, he really is not funny anymore.
No.
But in 2005
he told like a 27 minute story about how he's being stalked and not any of it was funny. I was like,
well, I don't know that one. I do. If he had told the you're about to be struck by a vehicle joke, I would have laughed
at least twice.
So yeah, I'm gonna, in 05 he was very funny. Sweet. And you know what, again, exactly, I got to be true to myself. And so I'm going to pick Dane Cook, even though
I worked for my brother and he thought he was the Burger King.
There were some funny things, and fuck it, you know?
There were some funny things.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was fucked after the fourth round. I had nothing. I strung together some shit.
I got a bunch of guys left. Do we want to go two more rounds or are we done?
No, we're done.
All right,
I'm going two more rounds, but I'm picking someone very controversial if we go another round.
What, Louis C.K.?
I had him on my list, and I was like,
I've avoided him on purpose. Yeah.
I need to get a woman on here. I've got three women on my list.
Lisa Lampanelli.
No, I do not have Lisa fucking Lampanelli.
Sarah Silverman.
I don't have that bitch either. I fucking hate Sarah Silverman. I never thought she was funny. Give me Wanda Sykes. I know that she's not necessarily the most popular of the women.
Not necessarily funny.
But no, have you ever watched her stand up? Like, in all seriousness,
I've watched it once on like Comedy Central. I can't get by her annoying ass voice.
Oh, I think her stand up is hysterical. I like her. I've never liked her in movies or shows or anything, because I don't think she's that funny outside of stand up. But I think in stand up she kills it.
I thought you were going to pick Rosie O'Donnell.
Definitely not. The other one was, I know Justin's not going to take her, Janine Garofalo, who I think is actually pretty funny too.
Yeah, I know that name, but I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, finish it off.
There's two women on my list, and none of them or anything that you just named, so don't worry about it.
Well, you got Amy Schumer. Who's the other one you got?
Joan Rivers.
That's actually not a bad pick. That's
actually not a bad pick.
That's actually a pretty good pick.
I have Amy Schumer. I almost picked Amy Schumer, but I was just like, I don't want to pick
a person because they're a woman. Left on my list, and it's Joan Rivers, Pete Davidson, Amy Schumer. So
Joan Rivers is your best pick out of those.
I'm going with Joan Rivers, but I got to tell you how much I love Pete Davidson.
I really, really love.
I just need more from him to be able to think that he's actually that funny.
With Pete Davidson is that he's a fucking lunatic, and he's probably
right. But I need him to stay out of prison long enough or not kill himself long enough to make a couple more stand-up.
Did you watch King of Staten Island? That shit was so good.
I have not, but I'll look it up. Is it on Netflix?
Pete Davidson. It's basically a life story of Pete Davidson. Oh, Pete Davidson so plays himself. And I think Bill Burr's in it. I'm pretty sure Bill Burr plays his
when he I makes, know Steve Buscemi's in it.
Steve Buscemi
when,
is in it.
When he talks about the Louis C.K. stuff, about like SNL and Louis C.K. and shit, and like how he was like, I'm just confused because, like, this guy used to give me shit for smoking weed, but he's, like, closing the door and jerking it on bitches. I just don't understand.
I lost the way.
The way he talked about it, but I'm going to take Joan Rivers. That's my pick because I wanted also a female on my list to round it off, and I definitely think she's funnier than Amy Schumer. So
I agree with that. That's good. I forgot Joan about Joan Rivers. I would have taken Joan Rivers over Wanda Sykes if I had remembered her.
People we missed out on, Ronnie Dangerfield. Louis Black was very funny. Martin Lawrence.
Oh, I forgot about Martin Lawrence.
Steve Harvey. Man. Louis C.K., but you're not going to do
Louis
that.
C.K., yep. Hannibal Buress, Christopher. We forgot Hannibal. We did not
Me and Kevin Burris. Love Hannibal, but he introduced me to Hannibal Buress. Hilarious. No one picked Amy Schumer, obviously. Aziz Ansari, I think he kind of fell off, but he was
I had him on my list, too.
Donald Glover, I only think he has the one, but it is pretty funny.
Yeah.
The dude with the puppets.
Oh, what is the dude with the puppets?
Jeff Dunham, I think is his
name. Oh, yeah. I never really liked him.
Demetri I don't Martin's want to pick him better. Because he does the puppet thing, and that's kind of lame. But well, anyway,
people cable guys.
Get her done.
John Mulvaney, too. John Mulvaney might be the biggest, like, current comedian. Him and, like, Burt
Kreischer. I had him written down, but again, I didn't feel like picking him because I was like, it's, I don't know that guy. It's not
worth it. Patton Oswalt kills it, too, in stand-up.
The dude who takes his shirt off.
That's Burt Kreischer.
I wanted to pick him, but I could not remember his name.
Yeah,
it's and Bert I didn't Kreischer. Want to just pick dude who takes
his shirt. I forgot Gabriel.
No, Fluffy. Fluffy guy.
Gabriel
Fluffy sucks. Damn Carlos it. Mencia.
I love
Carlos Mencia. All right, the people we actually did pick. Justin,
Steph and I are watching stand up tonight for sure. Go on.
Justin, you had the first pick. You took Kevin Hart, Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Burr, Cat Williams, Steve Martin, and Joan Rivers.
Yeah, I feel like this draft was definitely an uphill battle for me. You guys are definitely more into stand-up than I am, but I'm happy with my list. The only one I really couldn't tell you too much about is Steve Martin, so I'll accept it.
All right, Kevin, you picked second. You had Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Jim Gaffigan, David Letterman, Robin Williams, and Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, so my list is better than Justin's, but I don't think it's going to make any difference. I really don't. I think Kevin Hart, I think Dave Chappelle is on the same level as Kevin Hart. I just think Kevin Hart is way, way, way more popular. So right I think Kevin now, Hart
Kevin
is
Hart's more popular.
Yeah, sure. I think Kevin Hart definitely tilts the scales. And then Jerry Seinfeld for Justin. Again, I don't think he's that funny, but people are going to see him and immediately check those two and be like, done. So
yeah, really
I
think Hart, strong.
Hart did a lot for stand-up, I feel like, when he started selling out like arenas and stadiums for
yeah,
stand-up.
Yeah, no. And he's one of the only ones that I can honestly think of that was like that moved directly from stand-up comedy to like superstar movie actor. Like there's other ones that like Adam Sandler who went to SNL and like,
yeah,
he's the only one that I can think of him and basically Eddie Murphy. Like both of the only two, but Eddie Murphy also had SNL.
Yeah,
I got really mad on our drive home when you were driving home from Philly because the radio was too loud and I got woken up by something and then it was Kevin Hart. So I didn't give a shit. Like, I was all right, Kevin Hart, stand up.
Also
and then
woke
I just,
up to Kevin Hart.
And then I just laid and so listened for a little bit. Yeah, exactly. I wasn't that mad anymore.
All right, I had the third pick. I took Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, George Carlin, Bernie Mac, Adam Sandler, and Dane Cook. I mean, I took five legends and Dane Cook. So it probably won't. If you put this out there in, like, the world, I'd probably do really well. In our group, I'm probably not going to win here. But all five of those guys were really funny.
We do put it out in the world. It'll be on Twitter.
All five of those guys were really funny. And then Dane Cook had a really solid 8 months. So I feel pretty good about the list. I don't think there's anyone on my list, obviously, that I don't like. There are a few on either one of your lists that I'm like, about. But again, it doesn't usually work for me. So we'll see what happens.
I don't understand, Christopher. You had the perfect opportunity to screw me and somehow you screwed yourself.
I didn't screw myself. I liked my draft a lot. If I had the first pick, I would have first or second. I obviously take Hart or Chappelle, but the rest of my list looks pretty similar.
Yeah, but if you add Hart or Chappelle onto your list, It completely changes your list.
If I had the second pick and I could have gone like Chappelle, Pryor, Murphy, Carlin, Max Sandler, I'd have felt really fucking good.
Topa, you literally could have given yourself the second pick.
Yeah, I realize
Chappelle,
that,
Harvey, Matt, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter because I don't care that much. Like,
oh my God.
I had a good time. I want to win, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to sell my soul like some people. I'm not going to ask for votes. I'm not going
to
do none of that.
You literally asked me to make you number one. You asked for me to change my vote. So that you would win. You asked.
He texted me and asked me what I would give him. I told him I'd give him something and then didn't do it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But you still asked for me to give you the vote, so you clearly do care.
No one cares about your swing vote. No one cares about your regular votes. No one cares about you.
That's not
this draft is officially in the book.
Run over me, okay.
It'll be the poll will be out on Thursday. Vote for me. Don't vote for me. I don't care. Just don't vote for Kevin this week. Vote for anyone with Kevin.
I don't think we have to worry about that.
Don't vote.
I'm very confident. I'm very confident. I'm getting second. I there's almost no chance I lose to you, and I'll be so pleasantly surprised if I beat Justin.
Like I said, if this was on like ComedyCentral.com, I feel like I'd be really good at this.
I feel like no, because none of the people that know that are voting for George Carlin and Richard Pryor use the internet.
Nor are they even alive anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes when you're funny, you don't die. What is funny is never dead, is what they say. Anyway, vote on Thursday. We'll be back next week. I probably will not win. For Justin and Kevin, I'm Topa. See you next time.
Say it with your chest.